Many eyes are watching what's going on in Texas. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Drew Lerner is with World Weather based out of Kansas City. He, like everyone else, is watching closely what's going on in Central Texas.
Yes, it started off, it's actually from the remnants of Tropical Storm Barry, which moved into northeastern Mexico late last week. And we saw the remnants of that worked its way up to the lower Rio Grande Valley in South Texas as we moved into the holiday on Thursday going into Friday. And most of the computer forecast models were suggesting that there would be a little remnant of this system drifting to the north over the holiday, but there was no idea that we were going to end up with as much rain as we got. I'm looking at a map right now, and there's about 10 counties that are involved with the extreme amounts of 5 to 10 inches, but they're in several of those counties are totals that run from 10 to 21 inches.
As Drew pointed out, weather forecasters were predicting up to 6 inches of rain, and as he said, some locally heavy places up to 21 inches of rain, and that took a lot of people by surprise.
The whole situation happened so quickly. I think they picked up on 10 inches in Burnett, Texas, over a 12-hour period, and that was just way too much. And of course, it rained a whole lot more after that, so it just became worse and worse and worse. And all that runoff from Burnett moved downstream, where it was also raining heavily, and all of a sudden, we had that catastrophic flood.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.